Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by Lake Michigan Credit Union. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed around breaking down the ins and outs of financial aspects, as well as to help bring answers to some of banking's more confusing or complex questions. I'm one of your hosts, Brett. Unfortunately today, Adina is out. We wish her the best. She is helping taking care of her little one at home who's not feeling well. And we all know that feeling. And actually, it's very fitting for today's episode as the both of us were planning to talk today about a very important initiative that really can help our communities bring a little bit more awareness to medical needs in the pediatric space. But again, a special episode because we are kicking off an initiative here at LMCU called Band Together. Band Together helps raise funds for hospital kids care programs to help support our community's little heroes. And we are currently partnered with 17 local children's hospitals throughout Michigan and Florida. This campaign now, we've been doing this fundraising campaign now for many, many years at LMCU. And for a lot of reasons, but for one of the main ones is as a core as to who we are at LMCU, we love our communities that we serve. We want to give back. We want to help facilitate those doing amazing things in our communities. As we've heard on other podcast episodes, we've brought in some of our community partners to talk about what amazing programs exist in our areas and how LMCU helps to come around those individuals in those programs to support. And kids care, pediatric children's care is an area in which is so vital to our communities. As cliche as it is, yes, our kids truly are our future and they matter. And as a community, how do we come around them? And so, you know, when we talk about what is Wallet Wisdom's podcast all about? Well, we want to help you grow in your financial wisdom, duh, right? But on top of that, we also want to help you understand not just how to do that, but why it's so important to look at your funds, to budget, to plan for certain things and understand the finances so that when initiatives and important programs come along that you want to contribute to and want to provide to, you know where your money is at. You know what you've budgeted for so that your family and you are able to contribute generously in a way in which doesn't put you in a financial disadvantage, but you know that you have the ability to do that. And so that's really where Band Together helps to facilitate in helping those at least point us in the right direction. So today we are super, super excited to have on the show with us as well. We have Kat McDonald from Cherry Health. She is the donor relations and event manager there. And we are super excited to talk about all things kids care and really what Cherry Health is doing in our community. Like I said just a moment ago for listeners, is these partnerships that LMCU continues to grow with in our communities, like with Cherry Health, they can make a greater impact when we all come together, you know. So welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, thanks for having me here this morning. It's a great way to start the day, and it's exciting to be able to talk about the impact of the support that we get from Lake Michigan Credit Union towards access to community health care. Yeah. So I'm excited to share some things that many of your listeners might not know about today.
Absolutely. And I think that is always one of the goals of the Wallet Wisdom podcast is to kind of shed some light into areas that maybe are not as well known, you know, and maybe even today debunk some common myths around Cherry Health and what maybe common misconceptions exist out there. Obviously before the podcast, we had a chance to chat, you and I, Kat, about just the many, many different ways in which the care and doctor groups come together to make sure that they are facilitating the right care for you and all that. And I think that's incredible. But can you give me a little more background on Cherry Health and how it's continuing to help serve in our communities?
I'd love to share that. Cherry Health is the largest federally qualified health center in the state of Michigan. We serve just over 57,000 patients across the state. Roughly half of those patients are children. And we have 20 locations in six counties. Wow. So we are pretty statewide, But what sets us apart is that Cherry Health's mission is really to provide accessible, affordable, comprehensive health care to underserved populations. And comprehensive health care means treating the whole person. And that's really our goal, to provide that. Breaking down the barriers to get to that health care is also a major challenge, as many people know. For our patients, it may be transportation, it may be language, employment, affordability. And we work to address all of those barriers to provide the best care we can for community health.
Yeah. Again, that access to that care is crucial. So within our Band Together campaign, obviously Band Together is designed around helping to support pediatric care and the children's child care aspects. Obviously, Cherry Health does, you know, from cradle to grave, as they would say, right? But tell me a little bit more about how Cherry Health is helping to partner and how our partnership together with Band Together is helping to support Cherry Health and their abilities to serve and help those in pediatric needs and their families, really.
One of the great things about last year's Band Together fundraiser for Cherry Health was that the funds benefited our Adverse Childhood Experiences testing and programming. So it's a unique program at Cherry where our pediatricians assess different things in a child's life. It may be whether or not they're food insecure. They may not have, you know, heat in their home. There may be a parent who's incarcerated. There are many things that affect a child's development at an early age that we've discovered through national studies can impact a child throughout their lifespan. And many of those things can result in increased probability for instances like diabetes, heart disease, immune disease, mental health issues. And it can, and those things can also shorten a lifespan by 20 years. So for preventive care for children, we do ACEs screening for kids, and then when needed, intervention to help make sure that they get set on a healthy path in life.
Yeah.
One of the other ways that we support children in our community is that we provide medical care in over 50 Grand Rapids public schools.
Whoa.
We have in-school clinics. This summer, we've opened in Godwin Heights. It's an in-school clinic. So a child can go in for, it could be something medical, dental, vision, behavioral health, whatever that need may be. We also have traveling teams that provide vision and dental in schools and throughout the school year. And one of the great things about that is that we're providing that care in school. So parents don't have to worry about taking time off of work. They don't have to worry about affordability.
Yeah.
We're connecting with the parents on their child's care. It's less time out of the classroom, and we know that healthy kids learn better. Probably one of the greatest things for kids is that many of the children we see in the schools, it may be their first or only encounter with a healthcare professional.
Wow.
So, for example, our dental hygiene team regularly reports students that come in, even up through the high school level, that don't own or share a family toothbrush.
Yeah.
We provide important health services and in some cases supplies and referrals if the child needs those so that they're getting the care that they need at a point in their life where it's going to make a real difference.
Yeah, it's critical, right? I mean, it's so critical in those early developmental years, the brain and everything else, the body is developing and needs those kind of essential vitamins and nutrients and things that you always hear on, you know, Saturday morning cartoon commercials about and all your, you know, whatever. But the reality is, and, you know, I guess I'll throw this out there for listeners to think about, you know, when you're driving around or you're listening to this podcast, look around in your community. If it doesn't sound like what you're hearing right now, then I would encourage you to learn more about what's happening and how Cherry Health is supporting our communities. Because I think that it's common to look around and say, well, that's not happening in my area. That's not in my community. But the fact is, this is why we call it Band Together, right? We are banding together wherever we can to be able to provide the most support to areas that do need it. And so I would encourage you, if you don't see that reality of what you're hearing around you, just take a little time online, and learn a little bit about what Cherry Health's programs are doing, because you may find out that there are definitely areas, and I wish I could say pockets, but unfortunately some of these are large areas, not just a little pocket, where there is a low social economic ability to do these types of things, and we need to rally around them. I mean, that's just good humanity, you know? And I think that's what LMCU again stands for. Like we say, all of our members are important to us, and there's not a number associated. It is, you are special. And that's why you come in, and that's why we treat you like that. Most of the time we know you by name, you know, it's so important to build those relationships. So I guess, help me understand. I know that there, you have told me that there are some success stories and testimonials maybe that besides, I know you mentioned the ACEs program. Can you go maybe elaborate more into some of those examples as well? As I love hearing how much that success continues in those ways.
You know, we have a lot of great success stories with our patients. Through the schools, we have many stories of children that didn't know that they couldn't see until they had their first vision test.
Wow.
And we provide free glasses to kids. In fact, with our mobile vision unit, there are glasses on the bus, and the kids get to pick their glasses.
Oh, wow.
And so it's great when you hear a child say, I didn't know there were leaves on the trees that looked like that
wow.
before.
Wow.
We also have, great success with our maternal infant health program. We provide car seats, safe sleep education, and prenatal and birth education
yeah.
to young moms that might not otherwise have access to the information or the clinical care that they need.
Sure, sure. Well, and again, it's that sometimes maybe the parents themselves are a product of not knowing either from their parents, and it can become a generational thing. And so being able to bring resources and help to partner and rally around moms and families and those early families of, hey, how do we break maybe the cycle here?
LMCU has been a great champion of community health for us, both as an event sponsor and through this program each year. Even though we're not a hospital, the number of children that we serve in the community and across the state definitely see a positive impact. One of the programs that isn't as well known but is a lot of fun
yeah.
and along the lines of breaking a cycle is our Reach Out and Read program.
Okay.
So parents that come in for pediatric visits with their children receive a free book for their child at each visit. These are new books.
Wow.
And they are to encourage parents to read to their kids, because we know that reading increases comprehension and language skills and other understanding, but it also develops a lifelong love of reading. Not all of our parents may be able to read, or there may be a language barrier.
Sure.
We address those barriers by providing language appropriate books or instruction on how to just walk through the pages of a story and tell your own story with the book.
Yeah.
And it makes an enormous difference for children for reading, but it's also a family bonding experience. So it lends to the wellness and well-being of that family.
Yeah, I love that. Bringing families together, even at home, in ways that, you know, can help everybody. I think that's just incredible. Now, I think you mentioned this just a second ago, and I love that, because I want listeners to understand, you know, band together, when we say that we are raising funds to help support pediatric services and in other pediatric hospitals, like you said, while Cherry Health is not necessarily a hospital, it is absolutely a care program that is part of the whole health program, which is why we support all of that. It's not just going to hospitals, because what you're doing is filling a need that the hospitals may not be able to do at the same level as what Cherry Health is able to do, especially. And, you know, we were talking about this a little off air, but, you know, being able to have those different treatment options creates almost a preventative care for a longer term, that maybe it does evolve if it doesn't get treated. If your program didn't exist, those issues would only perpetuate and get worse and worse and snowball to the fact until they're entering into a hospital setting. And now the issue is so much more severe and it's going to require so much more treatment. And ultimately, treatment does equal, you know, financial aspects. So what you're doing is really helping put a stopgap in the way of those types of things leading to worse. And I think that's incredible.
Cherry does provide a safety net for healthcare. We know that if people have access to quality healthcare, they're less likely to end up in an emergency room. They're less likely to be hospitalized.
Right.
But we can also catch, certain things sooner. And if you can detect something earlier, the cost for treatment is often greatly reduced. Yeah. And all of those things lend themselves to reduce cost for our community for healthcare.
Yeah.
It also means kids don't miss school, people don't miss work, and they have a healthier, better sense of well-being and quality of life. And that's really what we're looking at doing, is treating the whole person to make sure that they're healthy and our community overall is healthy as a result.
I love that. So for listeners that are tuning in, Kat, how can they learn more about your resources? Where can they go for that website? If there's maybe listeners also that are tuning in, they're like, you know what, actually I am looking around my community and I'm looking at my own self and it's maybe time for me to call and see if there's some support for me in my family because I'm going through some stuff, and we're really struggling. So what resources and what way can we kind of direct our listeners to get in touch with you and your program?
I think one of the best places to start, especially if it's a family that's in need of healthcare, is to go to our website, cherryhealth.com, and you can see all the different locations that we have, but also all the services we provide. You can also see who our providers are, so you have a better understanding of who everyone is at Cherry. It's probably one of the most compassionate healthcare teams you'll ever experience.
Yeah.
To support our services, we're always looking for ways to support comprehensive healthcare because we know that there's a gap between what we receive for the care through insurance and other sources, and what really great quality comprehensive health care can cost.
Yeah.
And so Cherry Health Foundation, which is a part of Cherry Health and serves solely to support Cherry Health's programs and services, is also on our website at cherryhealth.com. You can learn more about the ways that you can support there. I would also encourage your listeners to go to our YouTube channel at Cherry Health, and you can see some of our patient stories and information about one of our newest videos about our school programs and the ways that we're helping kids right in their own schools.
Oh, man, and you've got a lot of videos on there. I kind of skimmed briefly and I was like, man, and some incredible impact stories. So truly, listeners, check out that. To me, I always love being able to hear those testimonial type stories that really kind of bring a greater perspective in how people's, health journeys look like. And they're all very different. And some of them are just incredible when you think about what they have to overcome, just to be able to be in that spot. But yeah, definitely check out those resources. Now, you mentioned too that, again, Cherry Health is not a free clinic, but again, it doesn't mean that if you don't have insurance, that it doesn't mean you can't come to Cherry Health. That is where, again, it sounds like a ton of great experts and people there to help support and find access to, whether that's Medicare or Medicaid, whatever that looks like. But you've got those experts to be able to help those patients, which is great. So I just wanted to just reiterate that at the end of the episode here, as we're coming to a close, is because I do hear sometimes that I think people think, oh, I don't have insurance, so I just can't go and get healthcare, really. And that is a myth. And we're going to find you the ways to be able to get what you need. So understand that that's not the barrier of entry. If you don't have the health insurance and whatnot, that's not your barrier of entry. It's please contact them. They are going to help you find resources. We want to help you. We want to help your family. We want to help your community. So, yeah.
If you'd like to learn more about Cherry Health and some of our other programs, we do have two events each year that help with our community outreach and education. This fall on October 23rd, we'll have a Cherry Health Celebration at Meyer Gardens. And there's information, tickets and information on our website, but it'll be sharing stories about our clubhouse programs, which help people with persistent mental illness on their journey to mental wellness. Yeah. And you get to meet some of our teams, learn more about us. And I encourage people that are interested in learning more or wish to support us to maybe attend one of our events and get to know some of our teams and those that are making a difference in the community. And you'll be with like-minded people that care about community health.
I love that. That sounds great. Again, for listeners, if you're looking for ways to be able to connect with Cherry Health, again, go to their website. But also with our Band Together campaign, we're going to be running that here this from August 1st to August 31st. Also, LMCU will be matching up to $15,000 of contributions during the month. So if you're looking to donate, there are ways to do that in branch, through online banking, if you're a member here. We've got our call centers that also can support that as well, donations over the phone. And we also have worked together with Children's Miracle Network as well, and as an option for those that would like to use their services to donate through. Those funds will still, again, come together for our Band Together as we pass those out. And I guess I will also just mention, you know, Cherry Health is an incredible resource here in Michigan. And, you know, obviously this podcast, we've got listeners in Florida as well. When you donate, I want you to know that your funds are going to go to the community in which you've noted those funds to go to. So if you've gone into a branch here in Florida, you donate, those funds will be tracked for Florida. And just want to make sure that people feel that the money that they're giving are going to serve in their communities that are important to them. Because I understand if someone's in Florida, they're like, I don't really know anything about Grand Rapids. I have no real connection there other than that humans are humans and we want to support them. But your communities matter to us. So we make sure that those funds are, you know, distributed appropriately to each of those different areas and communities that we serve. So, Kat, once again, thank you so much for being on the show today. And for listeners, we hope, again, check out cherryhealth.com. Great resources. Learn more about what they have. I mean, we've literally touched the tip of the iceberg with what Cherry Health can do. And, you know, pediatric care is just one of many, many things that they can provide and support you with. So be sure to check out the resources, get connected, check out that fun event coming up here in October. And, you know, we'll see you on the next one. Remember, we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're on Spotify. If you're listening on Apple Music or Amazon, we're on all the subscribing networks. So we'll see you somewhere. But until next time, everyone, take care.
Thanks for listening. The information provided in this podcast by Lake Michigan Credit Union is general education or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not LMCU's. All topics discussed are information of a general nature and do not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. As of the date of publishing and any future date this podcast is broadcast, all rates, fees, payments, or other specific figures discussed are subject to change and are dependent upon your specific financial situation. All loan products discussed are subject to credit and collateral approval. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information or other content in the podcast before making any decisions based on such information or other content. In exchange for listening to the podcast, you agree not to hold LMCU, its affiliates, or any third-party service providers liable for any possible claim for damages arising from any decision you make based on information or other content made available to you through the podcast. For more information on any of the content discussed in this podcast, please visit LMCU.org. Copyright Lake Michigan Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. LMCU, NMLS ID number 442967.